This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with, once again, Dr. Annie Chu, board-certified cosmetic dermatologist and founder of the Derm Institute in Redondo Beach, California. She is here with us to speak about body shaping and contouring with injectables. Dr. Chu, a pleasure to have you back with us here today on the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. So for starters, and for those that aren't so familiar on what an injectable is, what are injectables?
Well, in the world of sort of cosmetic dermatology, we refer to injectables as any medication or treatment that is injected to improve the cosmetic appearance. Typically, we're addressing the aging face, but now we're using it more on the body. So injectables include things that most of us are familiar with, like Botox, neuromodulators like that relax wrinkles, but also things like fillers. Fillers include hyaluronic acids, Juvederm, Restylane are the brand names most people are familiar with. Also things like Radies, which is made of calcium microparticles, or Sculptra, which is made of sort of ground up lactic acid, or it's called PLLA or poly-L-lactic acid. But the brand names people are most familiar with are Restylane, Juvederm, Sculptra, Radies. Those are fillers that we inject to restore volume, typically in the face, where we lose, you know, fat pads and bone and causes facial sagging and do things like plump up the lips and such. We typically use them on the face to rejuvenate people. And there's been a great trend in the last couple of years as people are more conscious of how we look in bikinis and yoga clothing and just, you know, clothing in general, on body contouring. And some of these injectables are starting to be used on the body as well.
If you would, Dr. Chu, get into how injectables actually work.
Well, it depends on the injectable. So, you know, most of what we're talking about when it comes to the body are volume-boosting injectables. And injectables essentially work. They're usually gels or some sort of material that increases volume in a certain area where there is volume loss or loss of skin collagen or loss of fat in an area. And, you know, things like collagen and fat and firmness and elasticity keep us looking not just young, but really healthier appearing. So injectables are products that are used to sort of restore some of that as we head into, you know, even early 40s, late 30s, we start losing some of these things. So injectables are made of either sugar gels like hyaluronic acid or calcium microparticles, or they can be products like Sculptra, which is injected almost like a fertilizer to boost your own body, to make more collagen in the area that's injected, to increase the elasticity, the volume, produce new collagen in the area, provide more fullness in the area, so the area looks more youthful. And, you know, most people are really familiar with this on the face. You know, we do this in the cheeks to give the cheeks lift. We do this around the smile lines when you get those crinkles around the mouth. We do this for lots of, you know, etched lines, like those smoker lines around the lips. They're really commonly used in those areas. But in the last few years, body contouring has become sort of a new dimension. You know, more and more people are turning to non-invasive methods of improving how their body looks, you know, whether it's an area of unwanted fat, or as we get older, there are certain areas on the body like the legs or the buttocks or even the abdomen after you have a child loses some laxity and the skin can look loose, the upper inner arms, you know, you could develop a little bit of laxity and you just feel less confident. As we lead more healthy lifestyles, we want our bodies and our faces to reflect sort of how we feel inside.
Also, which injectables can be used for body contouring and shaping?
We typically use ones that boost your own body's collagen production. So the most commonly used injectables for wrinkles and such are actually the hyaluronic acids, which include brands like Juvederm and Restylane. Because it takes so much more volume, you know, obviously a body is a much larger area to work with than the face. We typically don't use as much of those because it would require so much volume. So instead, we use products like Radies and Sculptra, which are both products that have been shown to stimulate what we call neocollagenesis or new collagen production made by your own body. They essentially act as, you know, fertilizer for the skin and sort of reawaken some of those cells that make new collagen that become a little slower acting as we get older. It's like as we get older, it's harder for us to build muscle. So we don't really make new collagen really starting in our 40s. So that's why you start noticing, you know, with age and also with sun exposure and just life, areas like the décolleté, which is the area between the breasts, or the upper inner arms, the elbows, the knees, these areas just, you know, you see more wrinkles around them, more sagging skin, a little bit of thinning of the skin looks crepey. And those are things that we can improve with injectables that improve the collagen production in the area because it can improve the skin texture, make it look a little bit tighter, revolumize the area, and really address some of these, like, you know, that crepiness that the skin develops. And another really hot area of interest is, I think, you know, we all know with social media and an increase in photos and pictures that are taken, there's definitely a lot of emphasis on the buttocks nowadays, and having a shapely bottom is very attractive to people. And, you know, the buttock area, just due to age and natural causes, does begin to sag over time. Or some people just want a little bit of a boost over what they have. They may be a slim individual with not a lot of body fat, but they may want a more curvaceous bottom. And we're achieving that not just with, you know, exercise and things like squats, but you can boost some of this with non-invasive treatments, non-surgical treatments, like injectables, including Sculptra and Radies.
And most helpful information today, we are joined by Dr. Annie Chu, board-certified cosmetic dermatologist and founder of the Derm Institute in Redondo Beach, California, here on eHealth Radio's Dermatology Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, is there a recovery period in regards to injectables, and are there side effects or any complications that one could expect?
Is, I mean, it used to be if you had laxity in the arm, say from losing weight or just, you know, you were bothered by the crepiness, you'd have to undergo surgery, and you know, there was a significant scar, the downtime was weeks, or if you wanted, say, a Brazilian butt lift and you wanted an actual surgical treatment, I mean, those procedures achieve definitely incredible results, but a lot of people just don't want that sort of downtime. And the beauty of these procedures, they really are true, what we call, quote, lunchtime procedures. They're easily done over the course of about 30 to 40 minutes with minimal discomfort and really almost no recovery time. You can resume normal activities immediately, which is what I think the big appeal is. I think most of us don't want to give up our healthy lifestyles in order to stay looking healthy and youthful. So there's very minimal downtime. You can expect sometimes with all injectables, because there's a needle to the skin, there's some risk of bruising, but that typically, if that occurs, goes away within 1 to 2 weeks at most. So mild bruising, but really no side effects really beyond that. It's so easily tolerated and fits into a busy lifestyle.
And I would bet that's one reason why it is so appealing. Dr. Chu, who is a good candidate for these types of procedures, and is there anything that would make someone a less than ideal candidate?
I think if you are an overall healthy individual in your 40s to 50s who have an area on the body that you're looking, that you just feel less confident about, you know, there's some laxity or it's not as shapely as you want, there are crinkles on the body that you don't love, there's some sagging you don't love, it's always good to visit a board-certified dermatologist and just discuss your options, because it's perfect for someone who's looking for improvement but is not wanting a commitment of a surgery and doesn't want a drastic change like a surgery would give you, but wants some improvement just in to be able to continue their healthy lifestyle and to have their bodies reflect their healthy lifestyle. I think that is the perfect candidate, and really it's a huge segment of the population, you know, wanting something non-invasive, but wanting to improve how they feel and the confidence and empowerment that feeling confident gives them, whether they're in a bikini or workout clothes or just shorts and a tank top.
Dr. Chu, great to have you back with us. Most helpful information covering injectables. Much appreciated. Where can listeners get further details on your practice there in Redondo Beach, California?
Well, there's lots of information, even on the website, on a lot of these procedures, www.thedermInstitute.com. And, you know, we always welcome people to give us a call if they have questions about it, because it's a little bit more of a pioneering procedure, a little newer here in the U.S., actually very popular worldwide. In countries like Brazil, body contouring, you know, is more important than even preserving the face as we get older. So it's interesting as the U.S. gets caught up to the rest of the world. But definitely lots of information on the website, and always feel free to give us a call, 310-939-9800.
Dr. Chu, always a pleasure to have you with us, and look forward to our next conversation right here on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Okay, wonderful. Have a really great day. Take care.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Annie Chu, board-certified cosmetic dermatologist and founder of the Derm Institute in Redondo Beach, California. And to learn more, visit thedermInstitute.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.